Cattle producers selling off. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. All across cattle country, there is growing concern over the drought conditions that are leaving farmers with nothing else but to sell off early. And as USDA's Gary Crawford reports, this summer's drought is sending a flood of cattle from pasture to feedlot.
A lot of cattle moving from drought-stricken pastures to feedlots. The Agriculture Department says producers sent almost 2 million head of cattle into feedlots last month, 17% more than July a year ago, leaving 7% more cattle in those feedlots than last year at this time.
This could reflect concerns by producers that they may not have enough forage to carry the cattle over the winter, and could reflect some concerns about whether they can maintain their current herd sizes.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Jale Shagham says instead of the predicted upswing in the cattle herd and the cattle cycle, this drought could tip the balance and send it down again. He says rain is the key to which way it goes.
A lot of it will depend on water coming out of the sky, not just next month, but, you know, as soon as possible and continuing for a while.
Meanwhile, Shagham says those cattle in feedlots will come out in a few months, sending steer prices down from the high $80 a hundredweight range currently to the low 80s by year's end. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Now here in Tennessee, many farmers have already started feeding their cattle hay because forages are just simply not growing. One of the state's hardest hit areas has been Franklin County. Producer Steve Dixon says hay stocks are going to be short this fall.
Oh, I started feeding my cows hay back, I guess, toward the 1st of June, some of them. And we've been able to move them and give them a little more pasture, but it just really varies. Some places my father's got, you know, his pasture's holding up, and then I've got some that, you know, and I ain't. It's all been a mile one another, and it's just pretty much gone. It just happens to be hay now.
And hay production here in Tennessee is expected to be 7% below last year's output. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.